We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Juggernauts. Well, that's what we're hoping for, at least.
Wow. You're handsome.
Durr.
Now, it's Andy and Randy. Andy Bunker.
I'm a first place individual.
And Randy McMichael.
You are that. You are that.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. My name is Andy Bunker. That's Randy McMichael. Welcome to Thursday. And what I consider to be the officially slowest day in sports radio. I know yesterday might be the slowest day in sports. Today is the slowest day in sports radio. And you know what, Randy?
What's that?
I love days like this because it means we can basically do
whatever we want,
anything we want, and it's justifiable. Because it's not like there's, oh, the Falcons didn't play last night against the Saints, so it's not like we have to come on and talk about that. UGA didn't play a big rivalry game yesterday. We don't have to come on and talk. Not even the Braves. Now, I know Atlanta United played and won last night, so that's good. We'll get to that throughout the show. But, I mean, this is one of those days where you're allowed to have complete creative freedom and do whatever it is that you want, just so long as it makes sense and you're, you know, talking sports and being at least relatively entertaining. But yeah. I like days like this.
You might be the only one.
I'm the only one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
hopefully you like it too.
And Wendy, she did a great job putting the rundown together. So we do got some great topics, got some really good guests. Chip Carey, of course.
Yeah.
The greatest best voice in baseball, in my opinion. I mean, even though he's the only one I listen to. And also, you know, and this Grady thing, you're right. It's heating up, man.
The clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking. A story just came up from Sports Illustrated from one of my former teams about Melvin Gordon. He said that he's informed the Chargers, I ain't coming to camp. I want a new contract or a trade.
Uh-oh.
I ain't coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. That gives us one other thing to talk about in an hour when we get to the NFL No Huddle as well. Holding out because Melvin Gordon, because we've got a list today in the NFL No Huddle, as we always do. Melvin Gordon is a part of one of the five triplets in the NFL. Yeah. That NFL.com considers better than the Falcons triplets.
I ain't coming.
He said not showing up. He's not showing up to camp unless he gets a new contract. We'll see how that works out for him. Yeah. He's a running back, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a running back that gets nicked up and injured.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, tons to get into today, honestly. Joking about, I mean, it is slow, but still there's tons to talk about, obviously. With Atlanta United playing last night, we'll get and take a look ahead to the Braves post-All-Star break portion of the season. I don't like to call it the second half because it's not actually the second half. The season is already half over. Yeah, 74, yeah. Something like that, 73, something like that. But the post-All-Star game version, and there are a lot of rumors circulating today of potential Braves trades. I'm not going to come on and just speak wildly about rumors, but I think it's fun to look at the trade market and think about what the Braves might do because that's what happens next, right? Right. I mean, the Braves get back in action tomorrow and get back on the field and take on the Padres and continue their trek towards winning the NL East, hopefully, and making a deep run into the playoffs. But we all agree that something has to happen before then, whether it's big or small, to try to bolster, and I think it's the pitching rotation or bullpen, but some pitcher is going to be added to this Braves roster at some point.
Yeah.
Who it is, I don't know. Now, Paul Crane had an interesting report earlier today on with John and Hugh about Marcus Stroman and what he's hearing about his health.
Right.
Paul's going to step in for a few minutes at 10:40 and talk with us about some trade rumors as well because Paul's pretty checked in.
Yeah, he's checked in. And because I know I said Stroman earlier in the during the season when they were kind of not before they went on this run, and I was like, well, he seems like he's the type of guy. Now, knowing what you have to do to get him because he's a rental because he's a free agent after next season, and also you're going to have to give up something of significance to get him. I'm sure that Alex Anthopoulos knows him from his days in Toronto. But, yeah, listening to Paul tell John and Hugh that, you know, something might be wrong with them, yeah, that's kind of scary because you're going to have to give up one of these. You know, I mean, Ender's not going to get you him. And I agree with what John said in the handoff. I think it's going to be a Gosman type pitcher. So I don't think it's going to be one of them frontline starters because I don't think they're willing to give up what they have. Because I was looking down last night at some of these young pitchers that they have. They got a lot of them. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of them, and a lot of them have potential, and a lot of them are showing promise down in Double and Triple A.
No, I'm with you, and we've talked about this plenty over the last month or so, and I think we've both said the same thing. Like, I would love it if the Braves went out there and made a splashy move. A, because it, you know, would just be fun to talk about, but B, because it might actually help. Well, actually, A, because it would probably help them make a deeper run in the playoffs, or at least you hope that it would. B, it would be a fun topic to get into, but I don't expect that to happen. Just based on what we know of Alex Anthopoulos since he's been in Atlanta, he's really valued holding on to those prospects, and he's been right to do so because a lot of them are up in the major leagues now, thriving. So I don't think he's going to do any of that crazy stuff yet. Maybe next year, if the Braves were one player away or something like that, or if those guys had maybe slowed their development a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think there's so, like you said, Randy, there's just so much talent down there right now in the minor league system, not just in AAA, AA, and single A as well, that I think that they're still in wait and see mode on a lot of those guys because they expect them to come up and be like Austin Riley or be like Ronald Acuna.
And I got a question for you. I'm going to go back to something you just said right then. Would you look at Dallas Keuchel as a flashy move?
Yeah.
You think that is okay? Yeah. Obviously, because of the name itself, his name, Dallas Keuchel, and all that. We know what he did with the Astros and everything. And I was just thinking, like, would you say Josh Donaldson was a splashy move?
No. Not as splashy.
Well, not as.
Because of when it happened and because of the relationship between Anthopoulos and Donaldson, I think that played a big factor in it. Now, it's been a good move.
Right.
I like the Donaldson move. But, I mean, you remember when it happened.
We were like,
oh,
really?
All right. 1 year, $23 million. Okay. I mean, to get Keuchel, him and Kimbrel were two of those were the guys.
Right.
They were, you know, in the weird era of baseball that we live in, they had to enter the season as free agents and wait till after the draft, and everybody knows the story. I don't know, to be one of the two teams that got one of those two guys, to me, that's pretty splashy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not questioning. I mean, again, they're going to make a move. And again, Alex does not want to have to give up Ian Anderson. Like, Ian Anderson, nope. That's the kind of, you put him in a trade for like a super, superstar. Because he's going to be that guy.
Or you just don't trade him.
I mean, but at the same time, do they bring him up? Do we get a chance to see what he has? Because they're going to need some help. I mean, I know that, you know, when the postseason starts, and I do anticipate the Braves being in the postseason, you know, you cut your rotation down to usually three arms. Are we sure we have those three arms solidified right now?
Nope. I don't think so.
You know, but with that being said, it's still a long time. We still got plenty of time to wait, and we still got to figure out what are they going to do with Mike Soroka and Max Fried as far as innings count. How much are they going to do? Can Sean Newcomb get another spot start? Because you saw last time he got banged off the head and he was not able to finish that start. But will they give him a couple of those? What's going to happen with Gosman? Is he going to come back? I think the X factor is Folti, because I think if Folti can get back to where he was, and I'm not saying that he can't, then you can look at a rotation of Folti, Keuchel, and Soroka.
I agree with literally everything that you just said. I wish that I had said it myself because I thought that was so brilliant the way you put that.
Well, thank you.
I think Folti is the X factor, the Y factor, the Z factor. I think they wait until they see what they have with him before they do anything as far as starting pitching goes.
I think that's why I said that. I mean, that's what's the X factor. I mean, why go out and get somebody if you got a guy who's an all-star?
Now, if he's not,
then you got to do.
That's the problem, though, because the clock is ticking. You only have 20 days until the trade deadline.
The clock is ticking.
And as Paul Crane mentioned, and I think people probably know this, but maybe not, the trade deadline is slightly different this year than it has been in years past, where the July 31st deadline is it. There's no under-the-table waiver stuff that can happen in August, like has been the norm in baseball in years past, where you could sort of get away with trading guys later on into the season. That doesn't exist anymore. It's July 31st now, and that's all. So that's 20 days from now.
Yeah, man.
So,
what's the phrase? A deadline spurs action or something like
it
that?
It does.
But still, I mean, you gotta see what you got in him now. I don't know how he's been doing up there in Gwinnett. He's been all right.
He's been up and down.
He's been all right.
Yeah.
You know, so.
He had a really good first start. Second start wasn't as good.
So you've got to get yourself together, man. Get whatever's in your head, get it out, man. Because if they don't have to make a move, we know that. If they don't have to make a move, they're not going to.
Isn't this one of the weirdest things that you can remember with a team that's so talented?
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't a great position. And I think that gets lost in the phrase sometimes.
First place.
Talking about the Braves is you get so bogged down talking about what they aren't, and less time talking about what they are. They are phenomenal offensively.
Yes.
There's an incredible amount of young talent already on the roster in the major leagues and waiting in the wings to come up from the minor league system. And they seem poised to be in really good shape and in contention for years because of how much youth they have. That said, it's weird being in that situation with a team that you believe so thoroughly in, and you know that you have a guy that can be the answer physically in Mike Foltynewicz,
right?
And yet we're sitting here waiting, hopefully, that he can get it sorted out mentally. And I don't know. I can't think of anything else like that in recent history where I'm like, all right, I believe in this team completely, just so long as this guy right here can get his mind right.
Yeah, and we said, okay.
Hopefully he does.
We said this on Monday. The Braves are good enough to win the NL East. All right, they're the best team in this division, but are they good enough to beat the Dodgers? And I mean, that's which. What you look back to the whole beginning of the season, all the offseason moves that all the teams in the NL made, it's to beat them, you know, because they are the class of the NL right now. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series or anything, but I'm just talking about on that side of the ball, that's the team. And you got to find a way to gear up, because yesterday when we talked about it, they got those three guys that we tried to name up. They got three of them.
They do.
They got three of them. And they're just as talented offensively.
Yes, they are.
All right, so who's going to be – those three guys, and then you got to worry about
Braves bullpen slightly better.
It is. But see, the fact is that you got those three guys that can give you eight.
Doesn't matter if your bullpen's like,
you know what I'm saying? Like those
Clayton Kershaw goes 8 2/3 of an inning.
Those guys get you eight.
It doesn't matter what your bullpen looks like.
All right.
Solomon Brothers Diamond text line is open 404-741-0929. We'll get into what's trending coming up in 10 minutes. Now, I think a lot of what we just said and what you just said about the Braves rings true, but the big picture, just 10,000-foot view of the Braves, is very positive. First place. Six games at the break, a move or two away from really making you feel good about contending, not just for the playoffs, but for an NLCS and maybe even a run into the World Series.
Yeah.
I think similar optimism can be held with a lot of teams in town right now. I mean, we're counting down our Falcons' 10 biggest storylines, but I think, again, the big picture view of the Falcons is Super Bowl or bust because of how much talent they have on the roster. I think we said the same thing about UGA football going into this year. I know it's not the same thing about the Hawks right now, but the young core, we believe, is one of the best young cores in all of the NBA. And Atlanta United is two wins away from a U.S. Open Cup and looks like they're going to go back to the playoffs and, who knows, maybe win another MLS Cup. My point is this. On a day where there's not a ton going on in terms of games being played or urgent topics to be had, it feels like if you just take a step back and look at the Atlanta sports scene in general, things are really pretty good right now.
Oh, it's not.
I don't want to jinx it because we're always one or two steps away from it not being.
We're always jinxing it. But at the same time, my question for the Hawks thing is, okay, yeah, they have a great young core. What are the expectations for this upcoming season for the Hawks? Is it playoffs? Is it – because, again, as fun as they were, they weren't good.
No, they were
not.
Record.
You know what I'm saying? Like, as fun as they were, as excited as we are to get Trey and have John Collins and going out and draft DeAndre and Cam and all these guys, Bruno, what's the expectations? What's the realistic expectations for this team?
Okay, because here's what I think they accomplished last year that they can also continue to accomplish this year. They got better.
They got better.
They were better in the end than they were at the beginning.
Okay, that's growth. You're absolutely correct.
Grow.
Now, what if that same old thing is fun? We're going to State Farm, but yet they're in a lottery game next year.
Well, if they're better than they were at the end of the season next year than at the end of the season this year, then they should be a playoff team.
All right.
8 seed, 7 seed, something like that. But as long as you're seeing the growth, because here's the thing, Randy, now it's about, once you have this young core, is making that young core marketable to free agents.
Yes, and we know that 2021, it's going to be a lot of them dogs going to be in there again.
Yeah. Kawhi Leonard took $100 million less than he could have gotten to have control over what he wants to do. God, that's different.
What it do, baby.
All right, we'll come back and get to what's trending coming up next here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That wasn't exactly how we would have drawn it up. Try to be a little perfect when I came out there. Sometimes you gotta kind of pull back and say, here you go, hit it. Get that one first out was big, and then unreal play from Muncy and Alonso right there to keep it clean. So it's a huge boost, and hopefully continue that into the second half.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sorry, just a slight reset.
My
brain wasn't working exactly the way that I hoped it would right there coming back from break. That's the way it goes when Amstel Light delivers 120 beers to your house at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday night.
We could put a dent. We could go put a dent in those.
A dent.
Yeah.
We put a hole in those things, man.
120.
120 beers.
That's a weekend.
That's a weekend.
Yeah.
It's a good weekend.
Great weekend.
A 3-day weekend, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get back to that a little bit later. Follow us on Instagram if you want to, or on Twitter if you want to know exactly what I'm talking about. At TBM929. That's Randy McMichael. At RandyMack81. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Solomon Brothers Diamond text line opened as well. That was the voice of Mike Soroka. Mike Soroka had a nice performance in the All-Star game the other night. A quick 1-2-3. In fact, he was in there so quick, I hardly even noticed to sit down and pay attention that Mike Soroka was in the game before Mike Soroka was out of the game, and just had one nice All-Star appearance in his back pocket. So good for him. Braves back at it tomorrow against the San Diego Padres. The Padres are an interesting team as well, given that they're going to be in the trade market too. I mean, they're a team that has very high expectations this year and right around 500.
They're better than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it's like, but you saw Manny Machado, I mean. But then they got a great closer. The young kid is the shortstop. The guy is really skipped.
Tatis,
yes, yeah. Tatis. He's a good baller.
He's really good.
He's a baller. And again, the Padres, they like you said, they're in it for the pitching. They can't beat the Dodgers, but at the same time, I mean, I did not expect them to beat it. I thought Manny was going out there to chill. Hell, it's San Diego. You know what I'm saying? I'm rich and I live in San Diego.
$300 million guaranteed dollars in San Diego? I get to play in San Diego?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
In one of the best ballparks in all of Major League Baseball?
You know, that's one if I had my top five that I want to visit, Petco is on the list because it looks amazing.
It's unbelievable park.
I like to go to Pittsburgh. I haven't been there yet. That park looks great. Uh-huh. I've actually not been inside. I went to Wrigley, but it was in the offseason, so we just went and looked at it. Right. Didn't get to go in and go to a game. Wrigley's on the list. What else? And Yankee Stadium. I know it's not the original, but the new Yankee Stadium I'd like to go to.
That's my last one as far as baseball on the list. I did, you know, we did Fenway. I've done Wrigley before. We used to always go to Busch out there in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to go to Busch, too. I haven't been there.
Petco is awesome. But, yeah, Yankee Stadium's the only one I want to do.
Yeah.
And what's the one from the Mets? City Ford Field?
City Field.
City Field, yeah.
City Field, I've been to that one. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's big. Yeah. It just, you're inside of it. It just felt like it was so massive compared to other
Brewers
stadiums.
And go see a Brewers game.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to go to Miller Park, too.
Go see a Brewers game. Yeah.
Basically, any stadium I'd have a good time going to. We went to SunTrust last Saturday.
I know.
Had a good time.
That's good. SunTrust is awesome.
It was hot.
It's awesome, man. You need to go to my man Rocky Patel. Just opened a cigar. Well, you don't do cigars, do you?
I haven't, but I'd be interested to try.
Okay. Okay, we'll go hang out. That's,
yeah, maybe you can help me out with that at some point. We'll get acclimated in that world as we move along. Anyway, we'll get back into some Braves coming up in 15 minutes. Paul Crane going to step in studio. As not only do we talk about keys to the Braves second half, but also trade rumors. Because, as you know, Paul Crane is, and his Crane Drops, I'm pretty dialed in when it comes to some of the rumors that are circulating, not just in baseball, but the NBA, the NFL. He had a guy tell him, his guy, his source, tell him that the Yankees looked at Marcus Stroman and found that Marcus Stroman has a frayed ligament in his throwing arm.
That ain't good.
Frayed ligament sounds pretty bad.
That don't sound good, Andy.
It sounds like what you don't want.
And then, you know, of course, my man Freaky goes to the street, Tommy John!
Take it easy.
Calm down over there. But, yeah, they got to find some way to get a guy in here. Stroman was the guy that I was talking about earlier. But, again, to get a guy like that, and I'm assuming he's healthy, and from what Paul Crane has told us, he's probably not, you're going to have to give up something to get him. You know, you can't package Ender and Josh Tomlin or somebody to get him or something like that.
You might be able to if he has a frayed ligament in his arm.
Why would you go get?
But then why would you want
damaged goods?
Yeah,
what do you want damaged goods. I wouldn't give up Ender for damaged goods.
I don't think I'd give up anything for that.
Would you give up Ender for damaged goods?
I mean, Ender is damaged goods.
So you can ice it.
It'd be a like.
What about
for
Arrieta?
Like,
what's going on with him? I saw a report that Jake Arrieta, his elbow's messed up. He's talking about, or shoulder or something, talking about he's going to pitch through it.
What do I look like, Paul Crane?
He's a tough guy, but Arrieta's old school.
He is old school. Yeah, he'll pitch through it.
I'll pitch through it.
Until his arm snaps.
Yeah.
We'll get Paul Crane in here to help us out with all that stuff coming up in 15 minutes, because I think that's what's next for the Braves. Beyond just getting back on the field tomorrow and continuing to work towards the goal of winning the division, you know, you make a trade, whether it's a big one or a small one, whether it's Stroman or someone that you haven't heard of. We'll get Paul Crane in here to help us out with that coming up in 15 minutes.
Seeing Snit and Acuna and Freddie out here doing their thing, so exciting. And it's just around the corner for us. But as good as it is here, I really feel like we're going to set new levels when it comes to Atlanta. Even baseball, MLB is very, very excited about what can happen here.
That's Terry McGuirk talking about what an excellent All-Star game we're going to have, speaking of SunTrust, coming up in 2021, and said Cleveland did a good job, but Atlanta will do better.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I've never been. Have I been over there? Well, it's nice over there, that area where that ballpark is, but it's not.
In Cleveland?
Like, yeah, but it's not like. It's not like the Battery and all that over there.
No, it's going to be it's going to be pretty great.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, you make a trip of going to the All-Star game, or if one of your favorite players makes an All-Star game, you go out and watch it. There's going to be a lot of people that haven't been to SunTrust yet. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe you've never been to Atlanta before, but have never been to the whole Battery experience, and they're going to, oh, okay. Yeah. I see what they're doing over here. What? How many bars within walking distance of the stadium? It's all in this one little venue. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, and I never got my question answered about, you know, is Major League Baseball All-Star game like NBA All-Star in the Super Bowl? Do like all the ladies come in town for all that?
I think having to ask that question is already an answer.
No.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think so?
I don't
more
think
family,
so.
It's more family oriented.
We just think you would know about it.
These cats got money.
But you know about what the NBA All-Star game is like.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You know what the Super Bowl week is like in that city.
Right.
I mean, you just already know about it.
Right.
You don't have to ask, oh, I wonder if an NBA All-Star game in Vegas is going to be a place where a lot of people show up.
But it's
up
Atlanta,
to do stuff.
That's what I'm saying. It's Atlanta. I mean, I'm sure the G-Mails will be fired up to come down.
The what bells?
The G-Mails.
The G-Mails?
Yeah. You know the Instagram model?
Oh.
All profiles that says for bookings.
Okay, got it.
So Gmail, at Gmail?
Understood.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if Gmail was actually like a phrase for something else. You actually legitimately meant Gmail, the email service.
Yes.
Because for appearance fees or whatever,
hit
me up at gmail.com.
Exactly. Inquiries.
For inquiries. Instagram models. Do they have somebody who handles that for them, or is it just a Gmail account they set up?
I'm sure it's, I don't know.
Because it does sound really official. For inquiries.
Bookings and inquiries.
Bookings and inquiries. Head over to spicy whatever 137.
Spicy Jane 137 at Gmail.
At gmail.com.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know if the Gmails get blown up for the Major League Baseball All-Star game. I would guess kinda, but not like an NBA game.
All right.
Anyway, still looking forward to having the game here in Atlanta in 2021, whether the inquiries and appearance Gmail accounts are going to be blowing up or not.
You know, you can train with them every day, but until you get out there and experience the match with them, you know, you're still new. So, you know, it was great to get out there, and such an important game as well.
My guy, Emerson Hyneman. Making a debut last night for the ages, Randy. Not really, but he did make a really nice play to set up the first goal for PT Martinez. He made a good steal and a nice little touch over to PT, but credit to PT. I mean, that goal was disgusting.
But what I said, we know the talent that PT has, man. But I mean, it was funny because what I was saying yesterday, let him play all 90. Let's leave him out there.
Get out there.
His effort was better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, the effort was there. You saw defensively he was trying at least. I mean, most of the time he's just looking out there, just walking around. But
he looked fired up.
He looked like he was challenged. That's what it looked like. It looked like he was challenged, and it was good to play a team that, you know what, they're not on your level. St. Louis is not on Atlanta's level, and they went out and showed it. But, yeah, that goal, that's the talent that he has. We just want to see it more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know people say, oh, we're dumping on Pitty. It's not that. He just ain't playing good.
What? I am.
Yeah.
I'm dumping on him because he's not playing well.
He's not playing well.
I don't take pleasure in talking bad about athletes in the city that aren't doing their job correctly. But if they're not, that's the point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be honest about what you're seeing from him. Now, yesterday he was great.
Yes.
I'm just going to tell you what I saw. He looked like you said, Randy, like somebody lit a fire underneath him. Like there was a conversation. Or maybe he heard all of the complaints that people had. I don't know what it was, but he went out there yesterday because it wasn't just the goal. It was the effort for 90 minutes. And it was a little bit of extra sauce that he was putting on his passes and some moves that he was throwing on guys. I mean, he looked like everything that he was advertised to be.
Yeah.
And he has looked like that at times this season,
yes,
but it's about consistency. Now, Joseph Martinez looked really good yesterday, too. Just a different energy on the field when Joseph Martinez is in the lineup. He played a lot of minutes as well. It was good to see him get out there and do that. So they advance now to the Final Four, to the semifinals of the U.S. Open Cup, where they take on Orlando, which is perfect. I love it. I mean, the regional rivalry.
Rivalry.
Right? But, I mean, in order for it actually to build into a real rivalry, stuff like this has to happen.
What has to happen?
You have to play them in big moments.
Oh, I thought you said they got to win more.
Well, Orlando winning a game at Orlando, some point. I don't want that to ever happen.
I'm more of a mindset the rivalry, they got to win more.
Right. It has to be sort of even at some point.
I mean, when we play Orlando, we usually are putting foots in them.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, not even a rivalry.
No, it's not a rivalry, but it's a little bit of extra fun. It's a little bit of extra added sauce to it because of everything that goes into it, right? I mean, it's Orlando. They think that you're their rival.
Yeah,
you have to continue to prove to them that they're not.
That's Big Brother LeBron.
It is. I agree with you.
All right. They don't like our fans. We damn sure don't like them.
But you know what you don't want to do, though?
What's that?
Is lose to little brother.
Oh, no. That'd be so bad.
Yeah.
There's nothing like losing to LeBron. Mm-hmm. All right, we know that. Being here in this city, you know that. Losing them cats down the street, oh, God, it's like the end of the world.
You can say what you mean.
Yeah, nah, I'm keeping it.
You don't want to mention the name of the school?
No, we don't have to mention it today. We'll talk about them, and we'll give them their props.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, we won't give them no props. We'll talk about them. I'll give them some props.
Well,
yeah, you can give them props. I won't.
Somehow it became about Georgia Tech, as it often does. But no, a good win last night for Atlanta United. Deion Pereira set up the second goal, got fouled in the box. Joseph Martinez scores. So just a good all-around performance. And now they advance to the Final Four of the U.S. Open Cup. Clearly they're trying to win the U.S. Open Cup. You could see that pretty obviously from the roster throughout last night.
And Mike told us earlier this week, they didn't get this far not to take it serious.
I mean, now that you're here,
we might as well go get it.
Win the dang thing.
Yeah.
Might as well. You got to beat Orlando to get to the final and then just win the finals. Two wins away from winning the U.S. Open Cup, which would be nice. That's two trophies in less than a calendar year. And then, who knows, go back out there and win the MLS Cup too. What is this? Sort of weird. Oh, all right. You're setting the mood on a Thursday. I like it. We'll come back and Paul Crane will step into the studio. Talk about some Major League Baseball trade rumors. What?
to Terry Fox rotation, Wendy. Yeah. I like it, though. This sounds like something Terry listened to, though.
Yeah, this comes on Fox's iPod when he's at the house drinking wine. All right. We'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get into an NFL no huddle segment. In the noon hour, by the way, we'll get another edition of our countdown, 10 biggest Falcons storylines headed into training camp. Today, storyline number 7, and it involves Devontae Freeman. So don't go anywhere. We'll get into all of that. A lot of Braves to talk about today as well as the second half of the season gets underway tomorrow. But we also know we've got 20 days till the trade deadline, and we thought we'd have a guy in who knows a little bit about trade rumors, is pretty dialed in when it comes to that part of Major League Baseball. Paul Crane steps in studio with us here. And Paul, I heard you on with the morning show guys earlier today with a lot of the Marcus Stroman conversation and the rumors about whether or not the Braves are interested in Marcus Stroman, and there was a report out of Canada that there had already been trade talks about Marcus Stroman, and then there was another report yesterday from an American reporter that said that's absolutely not true. It sounds like what you're telling us is, whether it's true or not, the Braves shouldn't be interested in Marcus Stroman.
From what I've been told from people with another team is that Stroman's got an arm issue. He had lost 8 miles an hour off his fastball in one start, then got pulled from another and sent for an MRI. And what I'm told is he's got what was described to me as a frayed ligament, whatever that is. I'm not sure it's a medical term.
I'm about to Google frayed ligament.
But the bottom line is he's got arm issues. So as a matter of fact, I sent my friend a quick note saying there were reports buzzing around here that the Braves were talking about him, and he just sent back one word, man, or one line, man, that kid's arm is not right.
Oof.
So that appears to be an issue, but I think the Braves, whether they are or are not talking about Stroman in particular, I think they are doing their due diligence of calling everyone who might be offering a pitcher to find out what it would take to get him, as they are just a piece or two. It feels like they're just a piece or two away from being one of those teams that will compete for a World Series.
Paul, when you look at how this squad is being built right now, and we had an interesting conversation with John and Hugh during the handoff, and he was basically saying, like, maybe not one of the big-name guys like a Stroman or Bumgarner, but a guy maybe Gausman level like that, something like that, or me and Andy were kicking around. Is the X factor probably faulty if they decide to move and try and get a guy?
It could be. You know, as he continues to pitch at AAA, we've seen him be an all-star. Others have as well. Here's a known commodity, but it's a commodity that at the major league level is now known to have had some issues. You've got all these great arms. Again, Ian Anderson is one that we keep hearing, could he be just a phone call away from actually making the jump to the major leagues? He's certainly one that other teams will ask the Braves about and then be told no and then move on to others. But at the same time, I think if the Braves go to the rest of the season with all these young arms, I mean, look, they've already got Soroka and Freed, and if you add Anderson, and at what point are you going to be concerned that you're going to have guys that hit the wall after they haven't thrown 150 right. innings? Then you get to the most important time of year. You want those guys that have proven that they can handle the ups and downs of the long major league season, these guys that have gotten it done. So, but then goes back to, as the sellers get closer to the deadline, how many teams are looking for the same thing and the price goes up?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to ask you about. As somebody who's, you know, who's having these conversations and is pretty dialed in as far as what the market might look like, and there's a lot of teams that are in the same boat as the Braves, or at least feel like they're in the same boat as the Braves. Maybe one starting pitcher away from really feeling good about the postseason. Maybe a bullpen piece about really feeling good about the postseason. We know how valuable bullpens are in general, but especially in 2019, there's a lot of teams with bad bullpens right now. So it seems to me, and you tell me if this is true or not, it seems to me like teams that are sellers are going to have a lot of leverage and be able to ask for a big haul in return to try to help these teams out that are going to be buyers.
No question. And, for example, the Braves, I had been told, were in talks with the Mets regarding Zach Wheeler. Mm-hmm. And the Mets were generating that because there are some players in the Braves system they would love to get. I think they're ready to strip things down and get some young pieces and build for the future. So it may not be as much as Atlanta's trying to get Zach Wheeler as the Mets are trying to get some pieces from Atlanta for Zach Wheeler. So with that said, there are other teams like Milwaukee and Houston who are talking to the Mets for Zach Wheeler. So let's say the Braves were like, yes, this would be a good piece for us. Well, what's going to happen to that price when you get closer to the deadline and other teams like Milwaukee and or Houston are interested too, and the Mets are hearing what they have to offer? So the Braves may be in a position of, okay, they finally agree, we'll let this player go or these two prospects go, and then it's not good enough because somebody else is offering more. Mm-hmm. So it's like when to move and then what you're moving for.
Paul, who's generating more buzz, or should I say who do teams want more? Is it Pache or is it Ian Anderson?
Well, I think those two are at the top of the list, but then you can go down and there are several others. I think Bryce Wilson is one that comes up a lot. There are so many young arms. I think it's hard to just say this. I think we know where the conversations will start, and they can see how hard they're laughed off and how quickly, but they might not be. So like if the Mets are asking for Ian Anderson, and I'm told that they have, but if it's for Wheeler, that might get laughed off. Now, if you're going to talk about DeGrom, you might have a different conversation.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So that's the kind of thing, where are these things going to go? So any team can ask for an Anderson or a Pache, but then why can't you ask back and just see, like, whoa.
Is there a middle ground with that, though? I mean, like, I think he's a really good pitcher, but for those guys,
I think you have to decide. Now some of the people that, again, I've been told, the Braves have been talking to Detroit for quite a while. Shane Green has been someone that they've been talking about, but Joe Jimenez is also there. So if Detroit, the Braves just have to decide who they're going to give up, who they're willing to part with for who. If it's not enough, even if they don't do anything, that doesn't mean they didn't try.
Right.
But they didn't want to spend so much of the future for the present. But it's going to be really hard not to do anything because, again, you get the feeling, unlike the Phillies, who you think it feels like they're desperate. Look at all they've spent, and they're in trouble. The Braves are not desperate.
Right.
They're a piece or two away.
Right. And they're in first place by six games.
Correct.
So that makes you feel a little bit better about it.
Right. I think they can feel good, but they don't want a repeat of last year,
mm-hmm.
where they lost three out of four to the Dodgers, and that was done. The whole season was done.
Right.
So,
and it was never particularly close in that series.
Correct. So how do you get over that hump? And that's what Alex Anthopoulos has to ask himself. And how much is he willing to give up? And the closer you get to July 31, and remember, July 31 this year is not like past years.
Right.
July 31 is the deadline for new players to be on your team in the postseason. In past years, you could have the wink, wink waiver deals
right.
before August 31, and you could still have that player on your roster. That's not happening this year.
Paul Crane joining us in studio here, helping us break down what's going on with all the Major League Baseball rumors as it is officially that time of year. And as Paul said, 20 days until the deadline is passed. It's not like in years past where you can go into August and try to get creative. You can't do that this year. So based on everything that you're hearing about what the conversations they're having with Detroit, maybe with Toronto, maybe with the Giants, if Will Smith or Madison Bumgarner, mm-hmm. what would you predict that they actually do in the next 20 days? What do you think is most likely that the Braves actually do?
Come on, Paul.
I can only say that I think that I know they're trying. I can predict they're going to give it everything they've got. I will be surprised if they don't make some kind of a move, but I think, remember, Zach Wheeler, he's going to be a free agent. So you have to be careful how much you're going to give up for someone that may walk. And I think baseball circles think Wheeler wants to play on the West Coast. I don't know why, but he wants to play on the West Coast. So you're going to have a hard time re-signing him, unless, of course, maybe if you win the World Series and he plays a big role. It's just hard to say. So I would expect them to do something, but I wouldn't expect them to do something silly, like give up too much for too little. So I don't know. It's hard for me to say. But I would say somebody – I keep hearing Shane – I've heard Shane Green in the conversation with the Braves for months now.
Great.
For months now.
Great. I'll take him.
Let's do it.
And you know, look at Swarzak. That was at the time.
You laughed off.
Correct. It looked like a big deal, but now he's got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know, so one of these others, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a Wheeler or a Green or somebody like that.
Right.
And watch it be somebody completely different.
Well, you know, that's the fun part of it.
I'll give you those two names. I wouldn't be surprised if either one ended up being part of the deal.
Paul Crane, great stuff. We appreciate it, as always.
Thank you, Paul.
We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour, including it's list season. Another list, Randy. This is a good one, though. It's a really, really good one. So don't go anywhere, okay?
I can't go anywhere.
NFL no huddle coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.